B-Pod Studios.
People say be authentic. I said, well, be authentically awesome.
Yes.
It can be authentic self. And awesome can work together, mm-hmm. right?
They can. They sure can.
Authentic and terrible.
So it's funny, our chit-chat leading into this has to do with the topic that I wanted to bring up today on the podcast, because you're saying be authentic. So it's be yourself, be this.
By the way, I love how you start it before, like, we're actually starting. Like, no, but I love that. Because okay. People are catching the tail end of some random conversation. Like, what is that about? Oh, if you only know.
I just have been really pondering this as my daughter gets older to the ripe old age of 1.5, and I'm starting to see more indications of what her personality is going to be like. I ask this question all the time. Is it nature or nurture? That's the question. That's the debate. And I've decided that it's neither when it comes to your personality. I have a new theory, and I want to hear your theory because you've got a good sample size to look at.
Are you talking about five kids? Is that your sample size?
You've got a good sample size of your nature that you're nurturing to kind of make that judgment for yourself.
So are you saying, like, their personalities?
Just personalities.
Are they theirs exclusively, or are they kind of, are they borrowed from the parents?
I've always thought of personality traits as inherited or sort of, you know, I've nurtured you to this, to have these sorts of behaviors. And now when I give it more thought, I'm like, no. That's not even, it's just, they're so individualistic. It is, your personality is your spirit. I don't even think it's passed down from anybody.
Wow.
What do you think?
This is deep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know I think a lot about this, but trying to articulate it is challenging, which is good. It's thought-provoking. I feel like parents try to take ownership of the things we like in our kids mm-hmm. and the other stuff we give off to the other one. So the traits that I really like in our kids, I'm like, well, yeah, you know, he or she gets that from me.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other stuff I go, well, that clearly came from my wife and her side of the family. But by the way, I think she does the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, but I think that's sort of natural. What you're saying is possibly they didn't get anything from us. They're their own little hodgepodge.
Yes. Yes, when it comes to personality, I'm not talking about
right. Not looks,
you know, how they look or
right.
Because I look at my daughter, I'm like, who is this little woman? I mean, she is so strong-willed and so much confidence. And I think to myself, well, maybe she hasn't been crushed by the world, and so she has this well of confidence. But I can remember my first memories as like a 3-year-old, or even maybe 2-year-old memories, and I've always been more of a timid person. You wouldn't guess that I'm in broadcasting, but you know, you go on this path and you try to grow and overcome your shyness or overcome any insecurities.
You're shy?
I really, as a kid, I was shy.
Oh, okay.
And I feel shyness. I mean, in certain instances, I have social anxieties and things like that. My daughter has none of that. So grounded, so comfortable in her own skin, and so strong-willed and get out of her way. Like, Doug and I both have, okay, if we want something, we're going to go after it. But I've never seen anything like this, which brings me to my next point. I think your personality is just this spirit, this just, here it is, combined with your astrology, because that is a good predictor.
Well, all right. So science would say, though, her genetic code is totally unique to her,
mm-hmm.
even though she grew up in you, right?
Right.
And
so far.
You, right. Well, you know, you, mm-hmm. yeah, she was from
I
you.
I cooked her.
Yeah, you cooked her. She was in your oven. But it's her own genetic code.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be everything unique to her. Although the second she came out, she's learned everything, most things from you.
Right.
So that's what
I'm saying. So I started to think about this. I go, gosh, she's just her own person. And then I say, well, you always look at parents and daughters and moms go, oh, where does she get this from? And the mom does the exact same thing. But they learn behaviors. And I think about it with my own parents. You learn behaviors from them because you observe them. You pick them up. You might pick up some of their quirks. But your core personality traits are unique to you. Fascinating to me. And like I said, I'll revisit it. She is a Taurus through and through, and you are a Taurus. And so I
when
think
you say agree- that, you kind of make a face. So
like a funny face, because I know people roll their eyes at that.
Right. When I tell people I'm a Taurus, they go, oh, God. And I'm like, well, what's that supposed to mean?
Strong personality.
Right.
You know, going after what you want. Get out of my way.
Yeah.
What a lot of other wonderful qualities, creative. And like the other day we were on the patio and she was letting the cats blow bubbles out of the bubble machine. And who would think of that? You know, so there's a lot of creativity there.
That sounds like a billion views on YouTube. That's what that sounds like.
I know.
There. You may
I
have
know.
Missed an opportunity
I
on
did.
That one.
Yeah. I could have gone viral.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about it, but it doesn't have the same effect. So she has these traits, but even other people will say, you know, she really is very grounded, very sure of herself, you know. So this is other people observing this too. So do you think your children exhibit their astrology signs?
I don't know enough about astrology. I have a buddy that calls it space voodoo.
Okay.
And at first I was like, what does that mean? And then I'm like, yeah, I sort of buy into that, because then you're basically saying,
oh, you're saying what you're self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, no, his thing is like, it can't be true.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm like, yeah, I don't, how could it be true? But you believe in it.
I don't believe in like, this is going to happen because the moon is in your eighth house or whatever. I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
But I totally think that there are some personality traits that are inescapable per signs. And like, even Virgos do not believe in this kind of space jive or whatever, space voodoo.
Space voodoo. It's a great term, by the way. I love it.
I know, that
space
is good.
Space voodoo is a great
space
term.
Space voodoo. So they don't believe in that. That's out of character for them. But they will tell you, I think astrology is so stupid, but I am such a Virgo. Like, they're very proud of all those traits that go along with them. No, but I have like 10 in my family. So I see this pattern of behavior.
Wow. So do you think that, so your daughter does react or have actions towards, because of her sign, right? Indicative
of
that?
I think so. Okay. I think so, yes.
And people tell me that as a Taurus. They're mm-hmm. like, you nail it to a T.
Yes.
The good and the bad,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
And I'm like, cool, I'll own it. I mean, whatever. What can I do about it, mm-hmm. right? Like, I don't know, Pisces and all this other stuff. I don't know what the good and the bad is. I guess I got to own it. Yet, I don't know that, I've never thought about my kids, like their signs. I guess... It's bad. When they do something good, I'm like, yeah, you know, well,
that's like Dada.
They got that from me.
Yeah.
Right? They do something like questionable. I'm like, yeah, it's probably my wife. And then if they do something totally off the wall, I'm like, uh-huh. I got no idea. Right. Like, what do you say if like you're the parent of a serial killer? Like,
I know, that's my point. You, like, they're their,
like, you don't
own
want
spirit.
That.
No,
right. You don't want that.
No.
But then if somebody becomes the president, you're like, well, that's my kid.
And look what I did to raise them.
Right.
But that's still you enforcing or reinforcing certain types of behavior.
Yeah.
You want to play a little quick game?
Okay.
Go through your kids' signs or tell me their birthdays,
yeah,
and I'll
I don't
throw
know
out
them.
Their personalities.
I don't know what the signs are. Like,
right,
I don't
you don't know their birthdays? Or you know their birthdays.
I know their birthdays. I don't know the signs. I don't know the corresponding signs. I don't know my birthday, kids' birthdays. That's the podcast, everybody. See you later. No. All right. So what do you want me to say? I'll start with the oldest.
Sure.
June 2nd.
Okay. June 2nd. Okay. She is a Gemini.
Sorry. It's okay.
He is a Gemini. Very curious about the world around him.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligent.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, these are positive traits. You want to say all your kids, but yeah. Intelligent in his curiosity in particular. Written skills, speaking skills, good communicator.
Okay.
Can have definitely two personalities, hot and cold. Sometimes he's a sweetheart and an angel, and other times he's a little hellion.
Mm, not him. He's okay. the good
well,
side.
Well, then that just space voodooed that one didn't work.
fake news.
Is it fake news?
That was fake. No, everything him, except he doesn't do the
split personality.
Yeah, he doesn't do the split thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but the rest of it's, yeah, it's pretty on point. Okay, so then let's go to October.
October what day?
It's October 13th.
October 13th, Libra. Okay, Libra is...
14th. It's October 14th. Just remembered, it's October 14th.
And this is your girl.
Yeah.
Another. Okay. Not your. You have more than one girl. But I'm learning all this, Mark. Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing. So October 14th. What does that
October
make
14th
you?
Is a Libra. Okay. Very beautiful. See, you tell all the complimentary things. You're like, yes, of course.
Yeah, you what know, do you say to that? No.
Right.
No. Not that. Not
okay.
Beautiful. No. Nope.
And
what do you say? To that?
Sort
of beautiful.
Fair. Kind.
Nope.
And sort of sees both sides?
No.
Okay,
this is way off.
This is just space voodoo. Okay, right, well then scratch that. That's right, one of my one out of two so far.
One out of two. Let's go to December 19th.
This is a tough one because this is on the cusp. And I would say there's a definite interest in sports.
Nope.
Okay, well.
I'm just being honest.
That's fine. I want you to be honest.
I would love to lie to her.
I want you to be honest. Okay, definitely.
By far the most, and this is Charlie, she's the oldest girl, could care less about sports. It's so just
wait,
not
she's the oldest girl, so the oldest. Libra is a boy.
Which one was Libra?
October
14th. No, that's
14th.
A girl also.
Okay, that's what
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, but you just said Charlie's the oldest girl. But okay.
Oldest girl. The other one's a younger girl.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Even though she was born
before.
Oh,
we're not going top to bottom.
No. Well, they all were born in the same year.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I thought you were going down the list. You're
no.
going around the calendar.
Yeah. It's the only way I can remember this. Come here. Cut me some slack. It's the only way I can remember it.
I was so confused.
But I skipped July. I was trying to go. I skipped the July birthday. Uh-huh. So
okay, we'll go back to that one.
Yeah.
So Charlie is the oldest girl.
Right. December 19th.
December 19th. Okay. So she is a Sagittarius Capricorn cusp.
Right.
And
what does Space Voodoo say? Is this the one that's an athlete?
This is the one that has, Sagittarius.
She hates sports.
Okay. Well, that doesn't apply then.
So what else though?
Leader. A leader.
Oh, yeah. See, now that is...
Okay,
yeah.
Very much a leader.
Yep.
With both signs, Sagittarius and Capricorn, they're leaders. Capricorns are... See, now I'm giving two answers. It's like cheating, kind of. But Capricorns are more very loyal, stick to things, business-minded. She's a child.
Okay.
So she's sounding a little Capricornish then.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. And then December 31st.
Now, that's even more of a Capricorn.
By the way, if you have your baby... If you have your baby before midnight on December 31st, you get the tax break for the whole calendar year.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. They came to me. They said, what do you want to do? My wife's on her back. You know, she's having a baby. And they said, listen, what do you want to do? If we rush this baby, she was in labor forever. They're like, you know, we can get him out before December 31st, you know. And then they said, or you will probably be the first baby born this year, right? So, and I said, oh, really? What does that mean? They said, well, you get a coffee mug and you get your name in the newspaper. I said, none of that sounds as good as $4,000. So get them out. And they did. It was great. So yeah, you get the whole tax credit. Even if he was born for like 6 minutes, you get the tax credit for the whole year.
That's great. That's amazing. So time it. Right. So that means fully cooked, because if they were telling you first baby of the new year, then you're fine to take them out on the 31st.
Well, we've been in labor so long, they were like, it's probably time, you know, we probably need to speed things up a little.
Right.
Unless you want to be it's going to be within minutes. I said, no, get them out. Come on. It's good.
Let's do it.
Sounds like a trip to Disney.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm sorry. So December 31st.
So December 31st is also a Capricorn. So I would say similar traits to Charlie.
Well, yeah, very athletic. Not so much the leadership thing, but the athlete part of it.
Okay. You have a little birth order come into play with that stuff, too. I think birth order has a big effect on things.
So many kids, none of it applies to me. I think I've, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I wonder if it's like I've turned Space Voodoo upside down.
You have. You have.
What about July 28th?
Has to be the center of attention. Star of the show. Generous, kind, funny, family person, people person.
Like 16 months. So it's just, I'm just trying to pick up on some of these
cues at that
age. You know, he is the star of the show just because
he's
the baby.
Oh, he's totally going to be the star of the show because he's got birth order and astrology, a Leo and the baby of the family. Yeah. Done. Yeah.
Does your daughter, are all of her traits almost spot on?
I would say so.
Pretty much.
Right.
Do you look for when she does something, do you try to line it up with her?
That's my point, is I don't want her to be limited to her astrological characteristics. So, I mean, Pisces, for example, that's me. And Pisces whenever you tell someone you're a Pisces, they're like, oh, if they know anything, they're like, oh, well, you don't have a backbone. You don't get anything done. There are a lot of negatives that you hear. But you try to overcome those, you don't want that to be your prophecy. So I don't want to do that with my daughter. But at the same time, when other people make observations about her characteristics, and I'm like, wow, that is her astrology sign, that's when it rings a bell with me.
Okay. You're a Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, which is why this podcast is going up a day later than it should. So.
Are you a procrastinator?
Yeah.
Pisces, by the way, also a great seafood restaurant in Washington, D.C. I just want to throw that out there real quick. Fantastic.
Okay. So we've concluded that in your family, it's Space Voodoo. In my family, there might be something to it. But at the end of the day, it's own cocktail of DNA and spirit.
Probably a little bit of everything. Although I think maybe if you have more time, like with five kids, like I would just go bonkers bananas trying to line this up. Like if you have one or two kids, I feel like maybe it's easier to take the time and notice the things.
Yes.
Like mine's a hodgepodge. Like, you know, like I'll have one kid run into the kitchen and blame something on the other kid. Then another kid will come in, you know, bleeding because they fell outside playing a sport. And then another kid's like, you know, freaking out about something, and the dog ran the other kid over. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I can't even like focus about who's who, what just happened. Right.
That's what I'm picturing. That's what I want to know, the behind the scenes in your household.
My whole life for the last 5 years has been what I call an out of body experience. I don't even, you know, some people have the dream where they're watching themselves.
Uh-huh.
That's my everyday
right.
life. Yeah. I watch myself. I watch the chaos. I think my wife does the same thing. And we just go, unbelievable. Unbelievable. What can you do? That's what I do. I don't know.
Out of body experience. Parenting. Yes.
My whole life has been an out of body experience recently.
On a whole separate note, I just read something about Tom Cruise, that that's why he's so in love with Scientology, because they teach you how to do out-of-body experiences, and that's a high for him. Just a little tidbit in the gossip column. So
it's a high for him?
They could just have five kids. All they can either, you know, become a Scientologist or have five children, one of the two.
Yeah, I don't know. Out-of-body experiences, they teach you how to do it. That's something you, wow, uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Because I know part of their deal is like that at the end, the aliens come to get you. Or, isn't that part of it?
I don't know.
I know we live here. We're not supposed to joke about that because it's for real. Like, I think that's part of it. I don't mean aliens like in a crazy way. I mean, mm-hmm.
That's the end of the story. Yeah, it's right. Kind of like
My out-of-body experience is the neighborhood bar has $2 fireball shots. That's right? My out-of-body experience. Yes. That's as far as I take it.
Yes.
So.
That's a good direction to go. Okay, so you know you need to have some fireball shots when you do your Christmas shopping, too. I'm sure in your family, you have to go by yourself. How do you guys do that?
My wife handles most of it. Listen, we're Amazon people now, like most people.
That's it.
Isn't it weird to say we're Amazon people? But we are Amazon people because anymore you go, you shop and it's
we're a society of Amazon people.
We are. We're just a clan of Amazon people. But it's just, so we do a lot of that. But yeah, we've looked. I will tell you one thing. It's weird how the world is starting to change. I think everything's cyclical. I think the pendulum always swings.
Yes.
We went through this period where every year there was like the hot item, right? Like the hot Christmas item, the toy. Think like Tickle Me Elmo. When I was growing up, it was the Nintendo, like the original Nintendo. Man, everybody got that Christmas morning. I think I was 10 years old and everybody got the same thing. We all went into school the following week and talked about playing Duck Hunt because that's all you did. This year, what's crazy, and maybe it's been the last couple of years, there's no like it gift. Like
right.
There's no Tickle Me Elmo. There's no one thing. What was the one thing that for a minute that was so huge?
See, I have to get all of this information from you because I'm living right at what a 1.5-year-old likes, but you've got this broad spectrum of different ages. So you know what each child, what level they're at, but there is no just one make everybody happy. Every kid of the 10's happy with this or that.
See, you're still telling your daughter what she likes, but that will change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it was about 3 to 4 where they started to demand what they wanted. You know, this is personality. You get more developed. But there's not thing. And it's crazy. A lot of my kids now, they get excited about clothes. I remember growing up, it wasn't cool to like clothes. Like, you didn't want clothes. Now they love clothes. Like, crazy socks are a big thing now. They have been for a couple of years. Kids want crazy socks, right? Like, that's a cool thing. Now, I was growing up, I was like, socks, underwear, shirts.
What kind of crazy socks and what ages?
Well, like, you know, elementary and the middle school kids, like, you know, they pull their socks to their knees now. And so they're all...
I had no idea about this.
Yeah. So it's all the crazy designs, right? Like, it's just crazy designs.
Guys
crazy
and girls?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They all do it. Yeah. So, you know, there's just a lot of that stuff going on. But there's no, like, it thing, which makes it kind of tougher. It's not like, all right, we'll go buy 5 Tickle Me Elmos and everything will be cool. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So... Yeah.
So what do you do? So everything is about customization now.
Niche. Everything's niche or niche, however you want to say it.
Which is why people either go gift card or they try to customize and try to make, you know, if you're a parent, you customize. If it's nieces and nephews, you gift card because you don't know what they like as much, which is kind of just everybody exchanging money, which is kind of silly, but that's what people like.
And it's funny because you talk about like, who are you, like, you know, DNA or if they're their own person. It's funny to start tracking like what your kids, like my oldest, he now it's pretty much... Everything's sports related.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no point in getting anything else because it's sports related.
Right.
If it's video games, it's a sport about a video game. If it's clothes, it's a logo of his football team. If you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's all sports related. Whereas, like, when it comes to Charlie, the oldest daughter, everything with her is educational related. Like, she has to learn. Like, she wants a chess set.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, things like that. And then you start to kind of typecast the personalities. But then I was thinking... That's another way that we kind of
program them in their personalities is with the gift giving.
With gift giving, because it's Christmas, it's their birthday, you know, a couple of big moments a year. And then it's kind of like you reinforce or insulate who you think they are based on what you give them.
Right. And which is what everybody says, too, when you're talking about gender stuff, too. It's like, well, we reinforce these behaviors with the Barbies for the girls, which I think that's great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Austin, our youngest daughter, she loves Barbies. She loves dolly kind of girly things.
Mm-hmm.
So Trey loves, he's the second youngest boy, he's 5. He loves trucks.
Sure.
Like, you know, police cars, that kind of thing. So he kind of falls a little more into, and maybe that's what he'll stick with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just funny to see the changes. And it's almost easier as a parent when society says, this is the it item, go get it.
Right.
Go stand in line for it. It's almost easier. But then I'm glad that it's not. Because it's everybody gets it. It becomes universal, and it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, you got this, I got that, I got that. It's kind of neat to see everybody getting these strange little niche things based on what they really like, what they're going to get out of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but the clothes is crazy how much they love clothes now. Like, just even like my
and
friends.
And what brands?
It's still the big, you know, like it's still the Nikes and the Adidases and stuff like that.
Sure.
That, I don't know that that's changed too much.
Maybe the clothes is, well, they're too little to be on Instagram, but maybe it's, I don't know why the clothes thing, that's starting earlier, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure the Kardashians have their own 19 lines of something that, you know, you can go
somehow
buy.
They picked up
my
on
kids aren't
kids,
into that
yeah.
yet, but, mm-hmm. You know, the sports influencers are a big deal to my older one.
I bet.
So the IG influencers who lean towards sports have been a big play.
Mm-hmm.
And actually they are to me too. Like, you know, when I'm on Instagram and, you know, the algorithm kicks in, it knows I like sports, it knows what I like. So when I see the influencers wearing stuff, I'm like, you know what? That is pretty cool.
Okay, can I just tell you, I am somewhat terrified, somewhat takes pressure off of me. When I log on to Instagram, you know how they send you advertisements?
Mm-hmm.
Never in my life have I been able to pick every stinking thing they put on my Instagram page as a sponsorship. I'm like, I have to have that. And I am someone who has a great deal of impulse control when it comes to shopping. I'm not a shopper. I'm a buyer.
Yeah.
And I always tell Doug he's the luckiest man because I'm not a shopper. So he has someone who doesn't have to go out and buy everything they see. And doesn't. I don't even go to the mall. I don't even spend time shopping. If I need to buy something, I buy it. I make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
But Instagram is... they know me better than I know myself.
Yeah.
They know what to put that I will fall in love with or that I'll say, you know what, a family member of mine needs that exact gift. How did you know that? So Instagram has made me a better shopper on one hand. On the other hand, it's terrifying that they've been able to observe my behavior and they know me better than I know me.
The crazy thing is, right, and is that they have so many people who are trying to get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
The influencers are trying to get to know you because they want to appeal to you, right? So it's kind of like they are habit tracking you. So they know everything. They don't even know. Listen, they know what you're doing on there, but they then get predictive and try to guess what you'll do next. They know when your birthday is. They know when you start looking for stuff. They know when Doug's birthday is because of what you start, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So every year that goes by, they get better and better and better at it as to when you start thinking about it. You know, it's
right.
Somebody told me I was reading this thing and the guy told me about this article and I read it. They can actually figure out when you've gotten raises at work, mm-hmm. when you've hit bonuses, when you've gotten fired. They figured it all out based on what you do online, what you look for. You know, it's like when people are filling out resumes online, mm-hmm. right? And you get on LinkedIn, it's like, I can always tell when someone's about to lose their job because they always start requesting me on LinkedIn, you know, and I'm like, oh, things may not be going well. But they all formulate it. It's an algorithm society.
Right.
And they're targeting you for different things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe you're going to be moving soon. Maybe you're going to cut down on this. Maybe it's crazy.
It's crazy.
So crazy.
Okay.
Here's what's crazy. I'll bring it back to kids real quick. Is that we grew up like we're dealing with this. I don't know. Let's call it mid-career.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just call it mid-career. Right. We've been doing what we've been doing for a long time. So mid-career. Our kids will never be in a career society without these algorithms kind of pushing them into a corner a little bit,
mm-hmm.
right? About who they are and their next step.
Worse than astrology.
They're
pigeonholing them worse than that.
It's career voodoo. They will never know a career without career voodoo. Yeah. But when you think about it, it really is crazy.
And you know what else, too, is the algorithms have gotten so insane. The future of shopping is literally going to be like, it's Christmas time. Roxanne, we've put everything in your basket that this relative is going to want, you're going to want. And actually, I was going to say, then I make the decision, okay, good, press purchase,
yep.
and we're done shopping. But they're going to know how much money is in my account and what my normal budget is and what I like to spend.
It's
insane.
It is insane.
You're just going to think, it's Christmas time. Okay, my shopping's done for me. The computer's done it.
Sometimes I will get online and it's rare I have this much time, but sometimes I do. And I'll say, you know, I'm just going to mess with the algorithm. And I'll, like, you know, search for bras or something. You know, just to make the algorithm go, wait a minute. Wait, go back. Hold on, everybody. Like, I wonder what happens. Like, where's the algorithm headquarters? And they hit the button. It's like, Mark just searched for bras, you know.
What does this mean?
No, yeah. And then I'll search for, like, you know, what did I do the other day? I searched for, like, presents for Hanukkah.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're like, oh, my God, I swear we had him as a he was baptized Catholic in 1980 something. He went to a Christian high school and now He's converted. He's searching for bras. He's transgender. Who knows what they're thinking? But sometimes you just have to mess with the algorithm. Why not?
You
right?
do. I always make this excuse because, you know, I'm a hobbyist writer. So I'm like, look, anything you ever find in my Google, it's not me looking for it. It's my characters. Okay.
Oh, really? Do you have characters? Or do you like?
Not me. It's my characters in my book.
Oh yeah, okay.
I write fiction for fun, and so then you know.
Do you really write books?
I've written one book. Anyways, any weird stuff I ever Google, it's not me.
Are they fiction?
I'm just doing just doing research for my fictional characters. That's it.
Wow.
So you can always use that excuse. So the algorithms don't know what to think about.
Oh
that.
Yeah, they're like.
You might criminal
you
for
have a
starters.
Lot of big pharma ads, don't you? They're like feeling a little unbalanced here. Try a couple of these a day. things okay at home here. Swallow a couple of these pills. Oh, you'll be fine. You know, take this potion. Yeah, but once in a while you got to go on and screw with the algorithm.
Yep.
Just
okay.
once in a while, and then. But here's how you know the algorithms work, because when you do that, you will get for about a couple of weeks. You will get the craziest pop. I mean, you will get, you'll just go, got you guys. Uh-huh. But then you slowly, you can't help getting back to your normal.
Right.
And then they're like, you can only fool us so long, buddy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And then here come the NFL ads and the beer ads. And like, oh, I'm back, everybody.
There he is.
Yeah. And then everything's
we
like,
we knew you were in there, Mike.
Right. And then they power down the alert. It's like, they're like, he's good. He's back. He's cool. Set it to normal default algorithm for Mark.
Yeah,
it's not us. He's back. He's good.
The true, authentic him.
That's right.
B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.